from Washington, this is VOA News. A new president sworn in Ukraine. And increased violence in Iraq's Anbar province. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Ukraine's Petro Poroshenko was sworn in as the country's new president Saturday. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports from the capital, Kyiv, where Ukrainians say they hope the new president has what it takes to restore order to the country.
Mr. Poroshenko took the oath of office at the parliament building in central Kyiv, officially taking control of a country in crisis. Ukraine's armed forces have been battling a separatist rebellion in two eastern provinces near the Russian border. Fighting has intensified in recent weeks. "I don't want war," the new president said, stressing that he is not seeking revenge, despite the big sacrifices already made by the people of Ukraine during the political crisis and standoff with Russia. Mr. Poroshenko has already held brief talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin about a possible ceasefire. They spoke Friday in France during the ceremonies commemorating the World War II battles of D-Day. Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Kyiv.
Iraq security and medical officials say dozens of people were killed late Saturday in a wave of car bombings in Baghdad, part of a day of violence that saw militants attack an Iraqi university. The blasts in Baghdad targeted mainly Shiite areas, underscoring the sectarian violence that has been on the rise in Iraq. A second day of fighting in the northern city of Mosul, where officials say 38 militants and 21 police officers died in clashes. Also in Iraq's western province of Anbar, gunmen attacked a university and took dozens of students hostage before security forces led an assault to retake the campus. Police say militants began the attack by killing three guards at the gate of Anbar University in the city of Ramadi. Security forces later exchanged fire with the militants and sealed off the area. There's been no claim of responsibility for Saturday's assault in Ramadi. The UN Refugee Agency says the deteriorating security situation in Anbar province is making it more difficult for aid agencies to reach those in need. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency spokesman Adrian Edwards says the UNHCR is bracing for a possible exodus of people from the city of Fallujah, which recently came under shelling. He says the attack hit a hospital and water plant, making life in the city very difficult. He says the agency would like to urgently ramp up its humanitarian operation, but cannot because it only has received 12% of its $26.4 million appeal. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
More on all of these stories at voanews.com. Local officials say at least 70 people have died in flash flooding in a remote part of northern Afghanistan, and the death toll is likely to rise. Authorities say thousands more have been forced to flee from their homes in a remote district of Baglan province. A United Nations official says 11 crew members held hostage by Somali pirates for more than 3 years have been released. The UN Special Envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, said Saturday the former captives have been flown to Kenya and will be sent to their respective countries. However, Kay also is calling for the release of 38 other crew members still being held hostage. The 11 released Saturday were part of a 23-man crew on a Malaysian-flagged cargo ship that was captured in 2010 in the Indian Ocean west of the Maldives Islands. Experts say the Ebola outbreak in West Africa is far from under control. The virus has killed more than 200 people since it appeared in southeastern Guinea in February. Dozens of new Ebola cases have been reported in Guinea and across the border in Sierra Leone since the end of May. The disease is rebounding in some areas and cropping up for the first time in others. Health officials from Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia are meeting in Monrovia to share information and to come up with a plan. In Pakistan, two young women were killed by their families in Punjab province Saturday, both for marrying men of their choice. That's according to a report from VOA's Diwa service. Reports of those so-called honor killings in Pakistan are on the rise after a young pregnant woman was stoned to death last month outside a courthouse in Punjab province. The killings, often carried out by relatives, typically target women accused of bringing shame to their Muslim families. One of the latest cases occurred just a few days ago. According to police, 18-year-old Saba Maqsood managed to survive her family's attempt to kill her in the city of Hafizabad. You know, the U.S. is sending two senior diplomatic officials to Geneva for talks with Iran on its nuclear program. A group of six world powers known as the P5 plus one reached an interim deal with Iran in November to limit those Iran.
That's the latest world news from VOA.